Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Tesla is in trouble. The U.S. government is investigating autopilot, a feature that Elon Musk says could turn Teslas into fully self-driving cars. This is not the first time a safety agency has scrutinized Tesla for its self-driving technology. Autopilot has been implicated in a number of fatal crashes in recent years. But this is the broadest investigation, one that could possibly lead to a recall or an overhaul of how autopilot works. Andrew Hawkins is a senior transportation reporter at The Verge, and he's been following the autopilot saga. He joins us now. Hey, Andrew.
Hello.
So, Andrew, can you tell us what's happening with Tesla?
Yeah, sure. So it was just announced that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration was going to be opening an investigation into Tesla and how the company's autopilot product responds in crashes involving emergency vehicles. They've identified a number of crashes in which Tesla vehicles have struck one or more vehicles involved in an emergency setting. And the National Highway Safety Administration, they want to figure out what's going on there.
And so far, has the agency given us any clues? Do they think they might know why Teslas keep crashing into emergency vehicles?
Well, they haven't said exactly. Things are sort of in a preliminary stage at the moment, but they did say they've identified 11 such crashes that have taken place since January 2018, in which a Tesla vehicle operating in autopilot mode has struck a vehicle at an emergency scene, and they want to figure out why that's going on. It has something to do with Tesla and its traffic-aware cruise control. That's one of the features of autopilot in which the car operates in cruise control. It can slow down and stop depending on vehicles that are in front of it. What's going on here now is that apparently the system is malfunctioning when it encounters an emergency scene, and that involves fire engines and police vehicles, and sometimes it happens at night, and it seems to be that that's part of the problem here.
And I could also imagine that the software is designed to not react the same to stationary objects as like other moving cars.
Actually, it's the case across the industry in which, you know, these types of features, these advanced driver assistance features like autopilot, are tuned in such a way as to, you know, notice things that are in motion, such as other cars, other vehicles, pedestrians, cyclists, and things like that on the road, and not necessarily stationary objects. And we've seen in the past that Tesla's autopilot seems to have a real problem when it comes to these stationary objects on the road. And so the federal investigators are really trying to get to the bottom as to why that is, what's specifically going on with Tesla's autopilot, and why it seems to keep crashing into these stationary objects.
So let's clear something up too. Autopilot, the name implies that it is a car that is autonomous, that it drives itself. But that's not quite the case, is it? Otherwise, these crashes wouldn't happen. The cars would drive around stationary objects or not crash at all. What's the confusion between what autopilot can do and what it can't quite do?
Yeah, that's right. There is a distinction between what Tesla has and its autopilot product, which is, as I said, an advanced driver assistant feature. It does not allow them to drive autonomously. Basically, the driver needs to stay in the loop. In other words, the driver needs to pay attention to the road. They need to stay engaged in the driving process, which is very distinct from an autonomous vehicle where, you know, drivers may not have to pay attention to what's going on the road at all times. With Tesla's vehicles, you need to maintain a grip on the steering wheel. The steering wheel has sensors in it that's supposed to tell when the driver has his hand on the wheel. And so, you know, this is sort of part of the problem, though, is how Tesla markets its products. It calls it autopilot. A new version of autopilot called full self-driving is really kind of lending itself to more confusion amongst its customers. Despite the marketing, despite the brand name, it is not a self-driving vehicle. But Tesla seems intent on continuing to market its products in a way that mislead its customers.
And you mentioned some of these, I guess, call them safeguards, the sensors in the steering wheel. People have figured out how to trick these too. Like I've seen viral videos of a guy riding in the back seat while autopilot was on. There was a fatal crash in California. I think the guy was playing a video game while it happened. Can you tell us a little bit about how autopilot has been implicated in crashes in the past, maybe when drivers were trying to trick it?
Yeah, so most recently, I think a really good example was this crash that took place in Texas. The vehicle ran off the road, crashed into a tree. Two men were killed as a result. And at the time of the crash, investigators came out and said there was no one in the front seat. There was no one in the driver's seat behind the steering wheel at the time of the crash.
The position of the bodies, the trajectory of the impact, they are 100% certain that no one was in the driver's seat driving that vehicle at the time of impact. They're positive.
We have yet to sort of receive a final word. The federal investigators are still looking into that crash. But that sort of raised a big problem that people are having with Tesla, which is that it is easy to trick this system. You know, this has been going on for years, actually. There was a popular hack was that you wedge an orange under the steering wheel.
I've been driving now for about 25 minutes with this orange. I just put this orange, I wedged it right up here on the steering wheel like that.
And sort of give it, you know, the impression that there's actually somebody that's holding on to it, but there's actually just a piece of fruit that's wedged underneath it.
And that seems to be enough pressure to completely override the warning, because it hasn't asked me to grab the steering wheel now for a really long time.
Other people have attached chains and weights to the steering wheel to sort of fool the torque sensors that are inside. And yes, you mentioned those viral videos. There have been dozens of these viral videos of people recording themselves from the backseat of the vehicle while it's driving itself down the road. And this sort of gets back to the point that I was making about the way that Tesla markets its products, calling it autopilot, calling it full self-driving. This is, you know, leading people to believe that the car is a lot more capable driving itself than it actually is. Tesla says in all its warning materials, you need to stay paying attention to the road. You need to keep your hands on the wheel. You need to keep your eyes on the road. You need to pay attention. Yet at the same time, they continue to market these products in a way that leads people to believe they're way more capable. And we've seen that in these videos of people totally misusing the product. And there's rarely any consequences for that type of behavior.
So it's partly a design issue, partly human error. And then Elon Musk has a little bit to do with this, too, in the way that he's talked about the car's capabilities. Can you tell us about that? And you know, I feel like there have been differences between what Elon Musk says about what Tesla's can do and what Tesla itself says its cars can do.
Oh, yeah, there's a huge disconnect between what Musk says and what the company actually says. And we've actually seen that in some of the official communications between Tesla and regulators at the state levels. For instance, there were some emails that were released last year between Tesla and California's Department of Motor Vehicles, where the company's lawyers basically said, ignore what Elon says about autopilot. This is actually sort of what you need to keep in mind when it comes to this product. You know, Musk is in many ways, he's the number one hype man for Tesla. So it's his job to go out there, hype the company, hype the products, you know, make sure that the company's stock stays high and that investors stay excited about Tesla in the future. But that can lead to a lot of confusion as to what Tesla is actually working on. He has said in the past that, you know, Tesla expects there to be 1 million self-driving cars on the road by the end of 2020. Well, lo and behold, 2020 came to pass and that didn't actually happen. And yet he's still out there saying a lot of really kind of like overly confident things about Tesla and its work in autonomy, which is not to say that Tesla doesn't have some very, you know, impressive technology in its vehicles. It certainly does. It's just not as impressive, I think, as Elon tries to make it out to be.
So we've seen deadly crashes involving autopilot for years now. What's taken the government such a long time to get more involved in regulating self-driving cars? Why is it having such a hard time?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with the fact that over the last several administrations, Obama and then Trump really kind of took a hands-off approach when it came to the development of autonomous vehicles. They were very mindful of this competition that was going on in China. And I think there was a worry that cracking down too hard on the development of autonomous vehicles, making too many rules, was going to lead the United States to fall behind its competitors, mainly China. We're starting to see a shift in that behavior, though, with the new administration, with Joe Biden's administration, when it comes to these investigations, looking into sort of, you know, how Tesla is developing its technology. And we just saw recently a new rule came out from NHTSA requiring car companies to report crashes involving either advanced driver assistance systems like autopilot or fully autonomous vehicles. We're expecting to get a lot more detailed information, a lot more data involving these types of crashes. And that's really a departure from how previous administrations have approached this technology, you know, which is not to say that they're still sort of trying to figure out how to approach the whole thing. A lot of this happens at the state level, and you can have sort of a patchwork effect. But it's pretty clear that the Biden administration is trying to have a more nuanced approach to this technology, which is still very much under development and is not really ready for prime time.
So the government has opened this probe, and it's huge. It involves hundreds of thousands of Teslas. What could happen and what happens from here?
A number of different things could happen. They could issue a recall. We're talking over 700,000 vehicles are involved in this investigation across Tesla's entire lineup. So that's Model 3, Model S, Model X, Model Y. We've got the Cybertruck coming out pretty soon. So it remains to be seen, what sort of tact the regulators will take to that vehicle. But right now, the vast majority of the Teslas are on the road today. So a recall could really sort of hamper the company's ability to market this product in the future. It could affect, the vehicles that are on the road today. It could require them to update the software, to trade out vehicles for new vehicles. It could really end up costing the company a lot of money. Or they could actually, order Tesla to overhaul this product completely. This is sort of virgin territory for Tesla and for regulators. So it's really kind of uncharted in terms of what's actually could end up happening here. But we know how, the government responds to recalls in the past. And, the onus is really on the automaker to make sure that customers know what type of products they have and whether or not there's been a recall issued for those products and what they're supposed to do after that.
Andrew, I have to ask, have you ever been in a Tesla with autopilot engaged?
I have. And, at the time that I was in the vehicle, it was working pretty well. But that's also because I knew sort of the rules and how to keep my eye on the road and to stay, attentive while I was driving. If I actually owned one of these vehicles and I was using it every day, I might become complacent just like other people have and start to think that the car is a lot more capable than it actually was. So, I don't really blame the customers that much. I mean, it's a product that they use every day. It's your car, you sort of, there's muscle memory involved and there's a lot of psychological behavior at play. But yeah, Teslas are exciting. They're really technologically innovative and, sort of in the right setting, they can really work really, really well. But under the wrong setting, such as at night with a fire truck in your path, things could go really tragically wrong pretty quickly if you're not paying attention.
All right, Andrew, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening. I'm Adam Clark Estes, and this is Recode Daily. This episode was produced by Sophie Lalonde and engineered by Melissa Ponce from Hemlock Creek Productions. And check out our show notes for more information about Tesla's ongoing autopilot debacle. Do you think autopilot is actually cool and the government should leave Tesla alone? Let us know. Send us an email at recodedaily@recode.net.